Well, it's 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, the 24th of August. I'm standing way at the back of the caravan, looking over the bay, Wigton Bay, looking south right over to the dusky outline of the Isle of Man, believe it or not, yes. So, it's been a gorgeous day, right from early morning. It's been beautiful. It started off a wee bit greyish, then the sun got out and it just got better and better and better until just now it's absolutely stunning and warm, standing in here in a skimpy t-shirt and shorts. There's a car boot here on a Sunday, and we went up to it, thinking about half a dozen cars in a pokey wee bit of corner of a field. It wasn't. It was a great car boot, and because of the people here on holidays, it was really busy with buyers as well as sellers. And I'd have to say, it's the best quality car boot we have been at for years, and I'm not joking about that. The quality of goods here are just unbelievable. I don't know why, but... And we bought so much stuff that I had to come back, walk back 10 minutes back to the caravan, pick up the car and drive all the way back and pick up Mary and all the goodies that we bought. My goodness. Absolutely. In fact, I had to keep my hands in my pockets. There's so much good stuff that I could have purchased, but hey, can't buy it all. So that was great. So we spent about an hour and a half, 2 hours up there. It was incredible. And came back and we had just had our dinner. Tatties, new potatoes. Tatties, ham and cabbage. A favourite meal of ours in the caravan. The peace and quiet. There's really... The site is so quiet. It's unbelievably quiet. It's great. And the weather's made a whole difference. But, and here comes that wee conjunction. But... The car is packed, ready for home. We had planned to go a run round about Kirkcudbrightshire and see some of the wonderful places round about there that we've seen 2 years ago. But Mary's did injure her back in that fall and the back of her neck and shoulder and didn't get a sleep at all last night. I mean, not much anyway. And so the bed doesn't help because it is one of those caravan beds that aren't particularly comfortable. They're okay if your body's fine, but if you've got aches and pains already, they just amplify the whole thing, aren't they? So I said to her, look, let's just go home and we'll get in our own bed tonight. But what we're going to do is, we're not going to go straight home. We're going to kind of take a wee tour along that area, then hit one of the back roads, the quiet A roads, head north, and we're going to drop into Moffat. That's another beautiful town in the Scottish Borders. We'll do Moffat for a wee bit, stop there and have a coffee. I walk round about the gift shops and things like that. Even though it's Sunday, they're still open because there's so many tourists still about this time of the year. And then take our time going home up through the borders towards Biggar and over through Carnwath and forth and back down home that way. The long route, in other words. So that's what we're going to do. It's a shame we go home a bit early, but I need to think about Mary getting sleep. And if you're not getting sleep, then, you know, even when you're journeying about, it can become very tiring. So that's what we're going to do. We're ready to jump in the car and get away. And well, but it's been great. It's been a fabulous rundown on Friday, a good day on Friday, good day Saturday, yesterday over at Wigton and the Machers. And up to now, it's been a great day. And this weather is absolutely glorious. So looking forward to a really nice run through the countryside and the ins and outs before we head home. So, I'll probably speak again soon about this. The whole holiday. I'll do a postscript or a epilogue. I don't know. We'll see. Bye for now.